But talking, when somebody, when men get mad at each other, they double it up and make two, make.
Oh, what you mean, like, if they get mad, they make a fist?
Yeah, or shake. They got two, they double up both.
Oh, you mean if somebody's gonna get into a fight, they roll up their fist to fight somebody?
Yeah.
Well, okay. I've seen kids do that. Yeah. I've seen grown-ups do that too, when they get mad, just throw up one fist and says, I feel like I could let you have it, but they don't always let them have it.
Yeah.
If I get mad at somebody, I might shake my finger at them like this.
Okay, now when you've been out walking a long distance, you come in and you take your shoes off and you say you're...
I take my shoes off at the front door if I didn't walk a long time.
You do?
That's a habit I have. I get tired. I keep them on all day long, particularly if I went downtown shopping. I wore heels.
Yeah.
There's two things I did. I take off my shoes first and my hat, because when you go to church, you always wear a hat. Now, these days, you do not have to wear a hat in church or a scarf or nothing in the Catholic church. But I do. I do. I never have gone in anybody's church without my head covered. That was our rules, and it's always going to be. It was the church rules, and now they change, you know. Over the years, they change, but we live the same way. My kids does. Now, when my children were growing up, I had 5 girls and 2 boys. And if they didn't have a cap or a hat on, they had a large boy ribbon right on the top of their hair, because they had long hair, and I would comb the front part up like that and put a big bowl here and let it hang in the back. And when the boys got to the church store, they were taught to take their caps off before they got in there. And little babies, when I walked in the church, and my little boy wasn't about a month old, I took his cap off at the door of the church. And if it was cold, I just put the blanket on. We did that to begin with. That was in order, you know, as they grew up.
You take your shoes off when you're...
tired. My feet's tired.
Yeah.
Or okay. Either hot, you know. But I always kick my shoes off right at the door.
Usually you might have a... Sometimes when your shoes are too tight, you might have a bunion on your...
Or a corn.
On your... On, yeah.
On your little toe, one of the toes.
Yeah.
Sometimes you have ingrown toenails.
Okay.
And you know something? I have one daughter. She has beautiful rugs on the floor. And when you get to her front door, you take your shoes off before you come in. She tell it, because everybody take their shoes off before they come in.
She won't let you set up.
You can't walk on that floor and do it. She tell you take your shoes off after the door. Only her friends, you know, she won't tell them that. But in the family, particularly those teenagers, they'll walk in the mud track right in the house. She say, you don't come in here with no mud or dirt on your feet. You take it off at the door. They're walking inside. So you don't have to tell my children that. When they get to the door, they take their shoes off and carry it in their hands and go in the house.
Okay, you got your right and your left
feet.
Right. This is your my right. This is my right.
That's your right foot.
Yeah.
That's your left foot.
Okay, now what do you call this? You know, sometimes you might be walking at night.
Your shank.
Your shank?
Well, that's what I call it. Stumbling. You mean in front of your leg?
Yeah.
I call that your shank. I don't know why.
Stumble and bruise that?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, When the ground's too cold to sit on, you might do this. You say you're
stooping down.
Stooping down.
Squatting.
Squatting on your on your what?
I squat down my legs.
The back part of your legs, that's called your
thigh.
Okay, your honkers, you ever hear that? A hunk? Hunch haunches?
No.
Okay.
Well, your thighs. Or you're gonna sit down on your butt on the floor.
Yeah. Now, somebody hasn't been looking too good, and you might say they've been sick a while. They're up now, but they still look a little...
weak.
Yeah.
Or droopy.
Yeah. You might say your daughter still looks a little...
I'd say she looks a little pale, sort of droopy.
Yeah.